fish swim, swirl, and fly around a white patterned tray. Some hang from the tree like fruit, others fall to the undergrowth beneath. The similar patterns of the tree and fish intermingle. There is a real feeling of movement in the painting. The whiteness of the tree and fish stand out against the black background. The only other colours being a swab of yellow on the fish and a glowing red eye for each of them. This is The Tree of Life with Fish by Scotty Wilson. The Tree of Life, as referenced here, appears in the Torah, in the Garden of Eden, and also appears in Rabbinic Judaism as the Tree of Souls. In The Tree of Life with Fish, it could be interpreted that these fish, born of the tree, could be new souls waiting to be picked and born. Scotty Wilson, born Louis Freeman in Glasgow in 1882, was a Jewish, Scottish self-taught outsider artist. Born into extreme poverty, he left school at the age of 8 to sell newspapers to help the family income. In his teens, he served in the army in India and South Africa before buying himself out in 1911 and then re-enlisting to fight on the Western Front in the First World War. Scotty visited Canada in the 1920s and emigrated there in 1931, settling in Toronto, where he opened a second-hand shop. It was here in the 1930s, at the age of 44, that Scotty started drawing. One day he began doodling with a fountain pen on a cardboard tabletop while listening to Mendelssohn and lost himself in his art. He said, "In a couple of days, the whole of the tabletop was covered in little faces and designs. The pen seemed to make me draw, and them images, the faces and designs, just flowed out. I couldn't stop. I've never stopped since that day." Some of the faces in the designs were what Scotty called evils and greedies, and were often contrasted with naturalistic symbols of goodness, maybe showing his own personal morality or the eternal struggle between good and evil. He distrusted art dealers and didn't want to part with his work, so he would try to raise money by staging viewing-only shows with modest entrance fees. He also would hang works in buses and empty shop fronts, though he did have his first solo exhibition in Toronto in 1943. Later on in his career, he would sell his work on the street for a fraction of the price gallery owners were asking. He said of the working class customers he would attract, "They are the intellect, you know." Scotty preferred to use crayon, pen and ink, as they allowed him to work quickly and complemented his detailed and decorative style. They would also be cheaper and easier to get hold of. His work, which has been described as primitive art as well as outsider art, has many recurring motifs, including birds, fish, flowers, trees, self-portraits, and totem pole style images. Much of his work with the recurring motifs has a fantastical and hypnotic quality to it. He was much admired by the surrealists, and Pablo Picasso and the art collector Jean Dubuffet were fans of his work. In 1945, he left Toronto and moved to Kilburn in London, where he exhibited in the Arcadia Gallery alongside Picasso, Juan Miró and Paul Klee, amongst others. In the early 1960s, Scotty started to paint designs onto plates and was later commissioned by Royal Worcester to design a series of tableware. His designs were based on the totem pole images he'd seen on his travels in North America. In 1970, Scotty's picture Birdsong was chosen as a design for UNICEF's Christmas card of that year. It's very difficult to form a timeline on his work because he failed to date most of them. The Tree of Life with Fish in the Natural Encounters exhibition is dated as circa 1950s and is one of several versions of the Tree of Life. His style rarely changed, though some of his later work has less precise cross-hatching and detail, whereas others have more detail. Scotty, who died in London in 1972, left a legacy of innovative artwork, compelling and hypnotic. But he also left an attitude that whatever your age or background, you can create art as you want, whether on a cardboard tabletop or exhibiting your work on a bus. Scotty Wilson created the artwork he wanted because he wanted to, and was a success because of it.